Let me show you how this is done. First thing, hold the glass up and examine the wine against the light. You're looking for color and clarity. Just get a sense of it, okay?
Okay.
Thick, thin, watery, syrupy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, tip it. What you're doing here is checking for color density as it thins out towards the rim. That's going to tell you how old it is, among other things. It's usually more important with reds. Okay?
Okay.
Now, stick your nose in it. Don't be shy. Really get your nose right in there, really. Mm. A little citrus. Maybe some strawberry.
Mm.
Passion fruit.
Mm.
And, oh, there's just like the faintest sousson of like asparagus, and there's just a flutter of like a nutty Edam cheese.
Wow.
Mmm.
Strawberries, yeah.
Good.
Strawberries.
Yeah.
Not the cheese.
Put your glass down. Get some air into it. Oxygenating it opens it up. It unlocks the aromas, the flavors. Very important. Smell again. That's what you do with every one of them.
Wow. When do we drink?
Now.
Mmm. How would you rate this one, Miles?
Well, usually they start you on wines with learning disabilities, but this one is pretty damn good. This is the new one. Right, Chris?
Just released about 2 months ago.
Nice job.
We like it.
He could work in a wine store, Miles.
Yeah, that'd be a good move. Are you chewing gum?